Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The first day of Sochi's Winter Olympics has come to a close, with Norway leading the medal count with 4. NPR's Robert Smith reports from the Games.
Saturday in Sochi started out with cross-country skiing, so of course Norway dominated that event. The most amazing performance of the day was also by Norway in the biathlon. Ulla Einar Bjørndalen, a 40-year-old, beat out a bunch of 20-somethings for his 7th gold medal. The U.S. took the gold in, what else, snowboarding. This was the slopestyle event, and Sage Katzenberg flipped his way to the top. Also on Saturday, the 5,000-meter speed skating event. The Netherlands swept the top 3 spots. Robert Smith, NPR News, Sochi.
In Egypt, left-wing politician Hamdine Sabahi has announced he's running for president in the upcoming presidential elections. Merrick Kennedy in Cairo reports he's the first major candidate to announce his candidacy.
Hamdine Sabahi!
After months of speculation, Hamdine Sabahi told his supporters what they've been waiting to hear, that he's decided to enter the presidential elections. Sabahi placed 3rd in the 2012 election and was a major supporter of the military's overthrow of former President Mohamed Morsi last summer. But he's likely to face stiff competition in the upcoming poll. Egypt's powerful and wildly popular army chief, Field Marshal Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, is widely expected to announce his own bid for the presidency. A council of top generals has cleared the way for Sisi by saying he's free to run to fulfill the demands of the people. Other figures thought to be potential candidates have appeared reluctant to enter the race as they wait for Sisi to announce his plans. Some analysts have said that Sabahi's presence will serve to legitimate the race. For NPR News, I'm Merrick Kennedy in Cairo.
UN and Red Crescent workers have escaped from the old city of Homs in Syria after coming under fire Saturday while trying to deliver aid. The workers were trapped for hours, and they say they were shelled and shot at. Khalid Al-Kusi is the head of the Syrian Red Crescent.
The team managed to get out to safety eventually. It was really a challenge even doing that, because even while they were getting out, motors were still falling and there was some gunfire on the cars. Our drivers were slightly injured and we managed to get him to be treated.
The rebels and the government are blaming each other for the fire. Attorney General Eric Holder says same-sex marriage rights apply to the Justice Department. The department will issue a policy memo to its employees on Monday, instructing them to give same-sex marriages full and equal recognition. Holder says that means same-sex spouses cannot be compelled to testify against each other and should be eligible to file for bankruptcy jointly. This is NPR News. The Spanish king's youngest daughter appeared in court today on allegations of tax fraud and money laundering. Lauren Frere reports from Madrid. It's the first time a Spanish royal has ever been named a suspect in a criminal case.
Protesters heckled Infanta Cristina as she walked into a courthouse on the island of Mallorca. Judges are questioning her about her husband's business. He's accused of embezzling $8 million through shell companies, at least one of which was co-owned by the princess herself. Today's testimony is the equivalent of a grand jury hearing in the U.S. Judges are trying to determine whether to formally charge the princess. If they decide to do so, she'll go to trial and face up to 6 years behind bars. All this has shaken the royal family and sent its approval rating to an all-time low as Spanish unemployment soars and austerity bites. The 76-year-old King Juan Carlos is in ailing health and there are calls for his abdication. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.
Parts of drought-stricken California are getting some rain. National Weather Service meteorologist Bruce Sullivan says it won't break the drought, but it is significant.
Over the next several days, we could see rainfall amounts upwards to 6 to 8 inches across parts of the coastal ranges and lower elevations of the Sierras in California. And some of those heavier rainfall amounts will spread northward across the Pacific Northwest over the next 5 days or so.
However, Sullivan says the heavy precipitation won't make it to the southern part of the state, which is in desperate need of rainfall. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the